It's Greg and Dan Show, WMBD. Greg Batten, Dan DiOrio. It's 8:41. What do you say, man?
I'd go see the record company at the theater.
I'd go see the record company. Hi, Mark Algini is here. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
That music, the record company. I like that song very much. Tell me about them, by the way. We've been playing that intro for you for years.
The lead singer is actually from Wisconsin.
Okay.
His family is
farmers. That was a good move on what you just did.
Wisconsin?
There. Yeah, because that was like a Boston version of the Wisconsin accent. But go ahead.
And then the other two guys, I mean, they're based out of L.A. They have been for a while. And Chris Voss and the boys in the band... they just, you know, that's
they're
what
cool.
they like.
They're cool
guys.
They're cool.
They play played
cool
Peoria a number of times.
Nice. And what kind of places would they have played?
They have played, well, when
now,
I...
did you bring them here?
I brought them the first time
station?
I brought them here when I was at the other radio station. We did a little thing we called, it was like kind of like after work kind of live broadcast.
Sure, sure.
And they played the Field House.
Oh, yeah, up at campus now.
And it was, you kind of know when a band... is going to make it when you play the song on the radio like 50 times in different time slots, and that's it. And there's like 150 people waiting for these guys to come on.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like you put the record on, and people are just like, oh my God, I got to see these guys.
So that was a good venue then.
Yeah,
for them,
so then they
packed,
played the Limelight a couple times. Really? I think they've played the Castle. Cool. No, they did definitely play the Castle. Yeah.
Nice.
And they like to hang out at the Red Barn.
Well, who doesn't?
You know, that was always the funnest thing is like, oh my God, wait. The record company are in the room.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
it is 8:42. Mark Algini, Music Monday with Mark, something we've been doing for a few years now. The initial charge was to find music that we might not otherwise hear. That Charlie Crockett, is that his name?
Yeah, Charlie Crockett.
I listen to it every day. You introduced it to us about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Every day I listen
good,
to it.
That's good. I like that.
And sometimes you just don't know people are out there. There's songs out there and music out there that we complain all the time. Oh, there's no good music. Yeah there is. You got to look for it.
And it's an interactive thing because last week you're like, hey, Mark, will you bring this song in? Because I really like it. And I had never heard of her. And her name is Harper O'Neill. And she's a Texas girl. And now she lives in Nashville, Tennessee, like most of these type of artists are. And she's been writing songs for people. And now she's got a debut record coming out. And this one is called Someday.
Somebody.
Somebody.
I hope he ain't in love with somebody.
If Somebody Ain't Me is the great. It gives me goosebumps when she sings that.
And you know what? Those horns.
She's got
I'm
a nice
sucker for that.
And there's a nice guitar riff in there somewhere later in the song.
Like Texas Soul.
Yes, Texas Soul. That it's funny. I did accidentally find it, and I can't find it as a standalone on YouTube. I only find the album.
Yeah, no, it was tough to find.
And then I started listening to the album, and the whole album is like that.
Yeah.
It's so good. Her name is Harper O'Neill.
Yeah, so look for that on Spotify and all those other streaming services.
Isn't that good stuff, Danny?
Harper O'Neill. And let's keep it in the country vein.
Okay, do it.
A little bit. There's a brand new album out. It's a tribute to the Rolling Stones, and it's called Stoned Cold Country. And features like Eric Church, Maren Maris, Ashley McBride, Little Big Town, Jimmy Allen.
And they're all doing covers?
Steve Earle. They're all covering the Stones.
Nice.
And I had to go with Marcus King, who's my guy as well.
Yeah.
Out of South Carolina. Blues artist, country artist. Really great. And he's playing one of my favorite Stone songs ever. Can't You Hear Me Knocking?
I like it. That's great. What a great idea for a concept
And you know
album.
What? There was a whole kind of era of the Stones where they were kind of countryish.
Yeah, I remember
that. You know,
that.
Wild Horses, yeah. Dead Flowers, and stuff like that. So this is something that if you're a Stones fan, you're a country music fan, definitely check it out. It's called Stone
Wild Horses.
Cool Tumbling country. Dice.
Tumbling Dice, yeah, yeah. Like that whole, like...
Was that all on the same album?
Pretty much. It was...
Wild Horses is a great tune.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, so there you go. Stone Cold Country.
All right, what's the
and
next one?
And then finally, I know St. Patrick's Day was on Friday. Hozier is back with a brand new...
Are they Irish?
Hozier is a dude.
Oh, he is.
Guy.
Is he Irish?
He did the song. He's very Irish.
He's very Irish.
Born, loves the Chicago blues, though.
Okay.
And I interviewed him when he first came out. Very tall man.
Very tall.
Very,
good
very
to know.
Tall.
Good to know.
But Hozier is, he did that song, Take Me to Church.
Oh, yeah. I love that
like
song.
The, yeah. So he's out with like a new EP.
Okay.
This is called Eat Your Young. It's not about cannibalism. It's
good.
It's a little bit more of kind of like the his take on kind of not making the sacrifices and just going for it without any regard to your younger generations.
Good. Those are three solid songs today. Ooh, I like all three of them.
I like it when I hit them out.
Well,
of the park.
I mean, we all have our own taste, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, it doesn't speak to me.
I got you. No, I can see it in your face. That's why I didn't bring in the reimagined U2 record.
I hate U2. What's his name over there? Caleb. The other day, because it was stupid St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
One of the bumpers
U2,
he played was U2 because they're Irish.
Did he play Bumper? Did he play Beautiful Day?
Yes, he did.
I mean, that's a great song.
Nah, I don't care. I don't like him.
You're very anti-U2.
I am anti-U2.
Oh.
Hang on.
That is Hozier.
This is the Take Me to Church song. I remember loving this song. I got to get this back in my
rotation.
My rotation.
Make it one of your goals, as they say in the radio business.
Is that how you do? You make it a goal?
Greg and Mark, when we were talking about YouTube, Greg said, I like Bono as a person. I just don't like the band. I go, yeah, but he's a lifter. He's a short guy. He lifts
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, I learned that from Dan, that
he wears
lifts.
Oh, yeah, and that's why he always wears a big tall cowboy hat.
What?
Yeah. And if you watch him on video, it's always shot from his feet up, so he looks taller.
But
yep. He is like shorter than I am.
And
shorter than Danny.
He's a lifter.
He's a lifter.
I want to get to the hook of this. Here it comes, right?
No, not yet.
No, I don't have enough time, sorry.
Take me to church.
All right. Well, thank you for the music today.
Oh, yeah.
It's
no
always
worries,
good to
guys.
See you. You've been
Happy
watching
spring.
NCAA real quick?
I've been like, going in and out. Bit. I didn't have a bracket this year, but if I did do a bracket this year, it would be perfect.
Watch me brag on something I have no reason to brag about. My alma mater is still in.
Really?
Florida Atlantic University.
I
That's where I graduated.
I told Greg mid-season they're a good team.
They beat FDU. I am not
afraid to jump on a bandwagon.
No, go for it.
I will do it.
That's what the beauty of the madness is.
I may be big, but I can hop up on a bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? Bye, Mark.